The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Group leaves us in about 15 minutes, and we're going to have live coverage from Bilderberg. The reporter's trying to go back in on video feeds and audio feeds. But finishing up on the super female vitality and the list of things of how they're targeting women. And I want to get back briefly into X, too, because where it comes from, why it's so special. I mean, I really get excited about this. It doesn't just fund our operation, which gets the word out on all the fronts. They really know iodine's key that to produce all our hormones. They've been blocking it. And as the word about this gets out, I mean, this is serious blow against the globalists.
Especially with Fukushima and everything like that, too. It's a, when I looked at all the minerals, like I said, I believe that everybody has a self-healing mechanism, and all you have to do is clean your body. And that's really the secret to having perfect health, is just your body being clean. But when I started unfolding this whole iodine conspiracy and the fact that every single cell in your body needs iodine, and you need 20 to, let's say, 50 milligrams, which is 20,000 micrograms to 50,000 micrograms of iodine a day, and that everything depends on it, all your glandular system, everything. And then you start looking at the whole estrogen and all the other chemicals that are destroying the body at the same time and how it all works together. That's really one of the first things that I came out with, is saying, hey, listen, this is so important that everybody needs it. It's not like, hey, go take calcium. You know, half the people need it, half the people don't need it. Or go take B vitamins or any type of those other minerals. Iodine is something that every single person needs. And if you're deficient in it, look at the children. You were talking about pregnancy and women. Women that are deficient in iodine during pregnancy, what are the symptoms? What happens to that baby? Mental retardation. I mean, they're attacking the brain and everything.
Spinal bifida.
Man, mental retardation, lower IQ.
I was reading it causes spinal development problems.
Well, of course, because iodine is needed in all of the reproductive system.
They don't tell women you need that. You need flu shots.
Well, yeah. I mean, of course, they're not going to tell you that you need iodine. But out of every single thing out there, I mean, look at, if you look at iodine, you can just automatically tell that there's a conspiracy going on because of the fact that, look at the other halogens, fluoride, chlorine, and bromide or bromine.
They're assaulting us with stuff that's poisonous, so they assault while removing
us,
the good.
They assault us with chlorine, they assault us with fluorine or fluoride or compounds, and they assault us with bromine or bromide everywhere you turn. So those will still block the absorption of iodine in the body, and estrogen dominance blocks the absorption of iodine in the body. And getting back to the super female vitality, oh my gosh, I've got guys calling me up and they're like, this stuff is amazing. My wife is calm. I don't have get in fights with her anymore. Her libido is through the roof. You know, think about how many marriages, you know, you might save. I mean, I had one guy talking about, hey, my wife was reading that 50 Shades book and all that stuff, and my marriage is better now than it's been in the last 15 years, you know, with me taking the super male and her taking the super female vitality. The fact is, when you can, you know, the globalists are trying to break everybody apart. So the solution is avoid all the things that they're doing and get your body back into shape and start balancing out everything.
They say get fluoride, don't get iodine. We want iodine.
Whatever they say.
They say turn your guns in, we get guns.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it's real simple.
So by taking a supplement, you know, ultimately in eliminating all these sources and doing your own research and educating yourself, you know, hey, that's going to create a...
But I mean, listen, the products you develop for InfoWarsLife.com are revolutionary. I mean, they just blow anything I've taken away. And I still look like hell, but I look a lot better than I looked just 6 months ago. And I'm working harder and playing harder than I ever have. And I'm telling you, when I need energy, when I need focus, it is Super Male Vitality Survival Shield. Now I've got X2 Survival Shield, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to come back and finish up with how you produce X2, the latest product from InfoWarsLife.com. Then live reports from Bilderberg 2014.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters, it's in breads, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Here's the Newsmax article from a couple days ago. Pregnant women should take iodine supplements, but not all iodine supplements are equal. We have had the best, the Survival Shield. We're going to keep selling it. It's excellent. It comes from the same great source, but now we have an even stronger in a new process that if you like the old Survival Shield, still available at InfoWarsLife.com, you're going to love the new Survival Shield X2. And it can all work together with the fluoride shield that has the nascent iodine and 5 other chelating properties, not just for fluoride detox, but other toxins. And then you're finding the very tip of the spear in the InfoWar. Be sure and support our local AM and FM affiliates and their sponsors as well. Dr. Group's only got 5 minutes left with us. Then we're going to go to Copenhagen, Denmark, with our reporters about to try to go into the Bilderberg Hotel where the globalists are meeting. But going back to Dr. Edward Group, finishing up with how you produce the new X2 and why it's so much more powerful than the last one.
Well, it is, you know, like you said, it is all about supporting the Patriot movement. And, you know, these are the people that are aware of the need for iodine. And so the X2, the reason why it's different from the standard survival shield is almost double the strength. It's actually 650 micrograms per drop. So it gives you a lot more bang for your buck. And it's actually, you know, fairly right at the same price. When we get the crystals from deep in the earth, it goes through a process. It takes about probably a week to 2 weeks, and that purification process purifies the crystals to 99.99% pure. That is unheard of. Then we get the crystals in our facility, and they go through a process of stabilizing the crystals and actually infusing them into a vegetable glycerin matrix in a nascent form, which means they're active or they're monatomic. They're in atomic iodine form, and it actually becomes stabilized in that form.
That's the difference. It's so bioavailable, it goes right into the blood. Because all I know is with the alcohol base, these other systems, we call the companies, they go, oh, we just dump regular old iodine in this and just stir it with a spoon.
Yeah, well, you know what? Iodine is very caustic, too. So you have to have all glass equipment, or it has to be silicone platinum tubing. I mean, all the equipment involved alone to keep it all non-toxic. A lot of companies out there aren't going to put that much money into their equipment and their supplies, and they're going to run it through stainless steel, or they're going to run it through metal or aluminum or anything like that that might contaminate the product in the end and make it. See, in a nascent form, you got to make sure that it doesn't come in contact with a lot of things because you'll lose that charge. So the whole purpose of doing it all in glass is that you're not, it's not going to come in contact with metal, or it's not going to bond to anything.
How long do you think the new X2 lasts?
The X2, I don't know, because we just came up with it. So, you know,
well, like you said, like a fine wine, I've noticed the Supermel and stuff seems to get better with time. But if this has a charge, does it get least good with time?
Well, iodine is, there's no way to stop iodine, no matter what kind of iodine product you have, from gassing out. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, we try to do it the best to where, you know, any other product out there that's in an alcohol base or anything like that, probably after 2 years, you're going to lose half the strength. We haven't tested the X2 yet, obviously, because it just came out. But it's always best to take iodine, you know, since you need it really every day or every other day. You know, I take it pretty much every single day. I give it to my kids. I just know the importance of it. I mean, you can pull up tons of research and videos online on YouTube and on Google about the importance of iodine. You know, that's why they took it out of the food supply. And right now, really, the only pure grade and the highest grade source is the X2. You cannot find anywhere in the world. There is no other place that's producing or that's going to even take the time and the effort to produce a high-quality iodine like this is right here.
It's coming right out of the ancient deposits. Do we know, getting it 7,000 to 12,000 feet, do the geologists think they know how it got deposited? Was it volcanic? Was it oceans?
It was ocean. It's a salt ocean deposit from millions and millions and millions of years.
So it's an alluvial plume.
It's an alluvial plume, and it's the highest concentration, and it's actually located in the United States, so fairly in the middle of the United States. So it's really...
So that ancient sea.
You know, it, back then when it was just pure. Now all the other iodine companies out there are getting their sources from actually China and Japan.
Well, we're not knocking the other competition. It's just that this is so good, and you're really getting something. How old do they think it is?
What, the deposit?
Yes.
Millions of years, like 200 million, 300 million years old.
Unbelievable.
Something like that. And so but think about all the, I'm not knocking other iodine products. You know, look, a tricycle will get you to where you want to go, but so will a Bentley. You know, this is the difference between something that is extremely good for you and is something that might, you know, still put iodine in your system, but it's all about the best is the best, you know, and that's what I'm all about. I don't want to give anybody something that's not that their body's going to have to break down.
And this product is a lower price than the other leading competitors, and there's just no comparison.
Oh, there's no way you can get this. This is the highest concentration per drop of any iodine out there except for Lugol's, but Lugol's is a potassium iodide. There is no nascent iodine formula on the market that goes over 500 micrograms per drop. This is 650 micrograms per drop.
Well, I am just so blessed, and thank God and all our supporters, the fact that, that you work exclusively with InfoWars, Life.com, and are advising us, and we've just getting nothing but rave reviews on all the products. One sleepy review on the Super Feminine Vitality. I'm going to have you talk to that person and find out what they may be on that's causing that. But just great job, Dr. Edward Group from the Global Healing Center. This is all available at InfoWarsLife.com. I hope you'll go tape some more informative pieces for folks as well that we can dole out over the next week or so. Thank you, Dr. Group.
Thanks for having me on.
Simply amazing. There goes Dr. Edward Group. Two new products, and this is a big deal, folks. We are not like NPR. As I say ad nauseum, we do not get $400-plus million a year in taxpayer money and then still beg for money every day like they do. We do not get billions of dollars like NBC and MSNBC have gotten over the years in stimulus money and bailouts. We just sell high-quality products, and if you think they're interesting and want to buy them, get them. That funds our operations so we can send reporters to FEMA camps in Virginia and to go out and expose the radiation on the West Coast that then made the Navy and mainstream news cover it, and they had to admit it was increasing. And we send reporters to Copenhagen, Denmark, to cover the Bilderberg Group meeting so it gets international attention. And we cover real news. We go out and cover the Bundy ranch standoff and show the Fed stand down with the only HD footage that went out of that. I mean, that's why we're needed. And so that's why we sell books and videos and T-shirts and supplements is whatever we think's good and people want, we will sell it to fund this operation. We're good old-fashioned Americana, making money the old-fashioned way, earning it, promoting high-quality products. And we're proud of the products, and we're proud of the family we've built, and we're proud of what we do here. So thank you all for your support, all of you that buy the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. There's also some other great supplements we have from Longevity at InfoWarsHealth.com, and you can get free auto shipping there when you sign up for auto ship. That's a big deal with some of the other great products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine and others at InfoWarsHealth.com. But that's the Longevity family of products. But purchasing it there gets you discounts and supports the transmission as well. Now, we take you now to the globalist confab where they've already arrested reporters and thrown people out. Watson witnessed that and got out yesterday. Now David Knight and others, Josh Owens, have arrived. We're going to talk to them for a few minutes here, go to break, and then have them march up. But Paul Watson is there with David Knight and Josh Owens. And our other reporter we're keeping in reserve in case folks get arrested. David, I know you had trouble getting there. I know that your bags disappeared. They wouldn't give you a rent car. Looks like a classic manipulation. We've seen this ourselves. But you're there. David, tell us about your first approximation and what you're about to do.
Well, it's been quite a trip, Alex. We had our flights canceled because of bad weather, and then we were delayed over 3 hours going out of Washington because of weather. That caused us to miss our London flight. Our luggage got messed up. So we've only been here just a couple of minutes. As soon as we were able to get our rental car, because that got canceled from the States, they said, somehow. So that took a little bit longer. Once we got that, we just drove straight out here, and we've been standing on the street corner about two blocks away from the Marriott right now waiting to get on air.
Well, we're going to go to break in about a minute, and I want you to just start walking on down towards there. And I want you to get arrested. Do whatever you feel is best. I want you to get arrested like you did for 3 hours at the military base 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago. Out of the fire.
Can I show you this?
Sure.
This is the Daily Mail. We were stuck in London for a while. See that guy with the tears in his eyes? That's the guy who was debating Nigel Farage on joining the European Union, for Britain to join.
And the headline is, obliterated in Europe, facing mutiny in his party, and polls show Clegg will lose his seat in general election. The Libertarian Tea Party is taking over Europe. Isn't it beautiful?
That's right. And that's a rejection of what Bilderberg created here almost 60 years ago. The first meeting was 60 years ago, and on the second meeting, that was when they bragged that they created the European Union and the EU. Now, the people here in Denmark were one of the first countries to join the European Union, the first Scandinavian country, but they rejected getting into the euro. And so they have their own separate currency, just like they do in Great Britain. So people are waking up, even here in Denmark, where they were all on board with a globalist agenda. They woke up. They didn't get on board with the euro either.
Very well said. Show us that newspaper one more time. He's literally crying on the cover of the Daily Mail newspaper, and it says the face of a leader at bay.
They lost every one of their seats going to the European Parliament, and they did a poll, and they said that had the election today, he would lose his seat in the House of Commons. This is a guy who, a couple of years ago, they had the Conservatives and the Labor Party. Of course, they're like Republican Democrats in the U.S. They don't let anybody else into the debates. They let him in the debates. We found out later why, because he was the biggest cheerleader for the EU.
And oh, exactly, said, well, which is dictatorial and unelected and has brought England under it. Let's be clear who they lost their seats to. UKIP, folks, it's like Ron Paul. We are literally the resistance. We'll be right back from Bilderberg.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Gentlemen, in search of $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I still got about a block and a half to walk till he gets up to the perimeter of the hotel with the Bilderberg group. He's already kicked everybody out, arrested reporters yesterday. We have video of that at InfoWars.com. Then in the next long segment, he's going to march right up with live feed with Josh Owens, Paul Watson in the distance in case they grab him, to go up and just say, hey, we have reservations here. Why can't we come in? Well, why all the secrecy? I mean, I thought Bilderberg didn't exist, or a bunch of world leaders meeting in secret. What's the big deal? So that's coming up. But David, I want to give you the floor in this short six-minute segment to keep making the point you were making about their open agenda of authoritarianism and the fact that all over France and Germany and the EU-wide and England, people are rejecting one of the longest-serving Republicans in Congress, which is defeated in the primary to a Tea Partier yesterday here in Texas. I mean, worldwide, we've got this from inside sources, Bilderberg is scared to death of the libertarian movement. Even the Financial Times of London said that a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, Alex. You know, what they do is they use the same kind of smear tactics over here in Europe that they do in America. They're calling Nigel Farage racist, you know, xenophobic, anti-immigrant party. But, you know, they really took a schlacking, and here's a picture of Nigel Farage. He's celebrating, had a huge victory in the European Parliament. And, of course, many people, we've had Nigel Farage on InfoWars many times. You've talked to him, and everybody knows the videos where he's kind of harangued Herman Van Rompuy and called him somebody with the demeanor of a third-rate bank clerk. But also he criticized them for deposing democratically elected people in Italy and in Greece and then putting in bankers, technocrats. These are the people, this is the, even the terminology that Bilderberg came up with, saying that we're going to get rid of politicians and we're going to get rid of Democrats. We're going to put in technocrats. We're going to put our own people in. And we've had David Rockefeller talking about how he wanted a supranational elite who were going to join with bankers to essentially control the governments of the world, a one-world government. That's their language. And we've seen that happening in Europe. And people now are rejecting that by large margins, especially in England.
By the way, David Knight, reporting from Copenhagen, Denmark, Bilderberg 2014, if you just joined us, I'm Alex Jones. Are you in the Omega Man or the I Am Legend or Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price? You've been on street after street. I've seen no cars, no people in the government sector of Copenhagen, Denmark. What is going on?
Well, this is about 7 p.m., a little after 7 p.m. here. It's a very, very empty city right now at this point. Nobody's here. I don't know if everybody's gone home for the day, if this is the government sector, like you said, and everybody closed at 5 o'clock. But, yeah, we are sticking out like sore thumbs because we're the only people out here. It's almost as deserted as the fake city back in AP Hill.
That's right. I wonder, well, what do you think is going to happen as you get ready to march up there during the break? Now, don't go up until we get back on air next segment, but what does your gut tell you is going to happen when you march up there? And did you get any questions at Customs?
No, nothing at Customs. But while we were staying on the street corner, we had a guy come up. He paused for a while, and then he backed into the space, left his car lights on and his engine running for quite a while, about two or three spaces down from where we were at the corner up there. He's still in the car. He did not get out. He's rolled his window down. And then we had some marked police car came up and paused and looked at us for a while. So even though we were a couple of blocks away, I think they've got our number because, like you said, this place is a ghost town at this point in time. As we said before, probably people have gone home for the day. It's a downtown where there apparently, at least in this area, there's not much nightlife.
I finally see a few people down there, I guess, on that main street you're about to be on. So how far away are you from the hotel right now?
It's just down at the end of the street down here. You want us to walk down there?
Yeah, let's get you to go ahead and start walking that way a little bit and then pause. And then we're going to have you walk across the street and go up and try to talk to them once you get there. And, you know, like I said, when they act all like you're a criminal, just say, hey, I have a reservation here. I want to cover the Bilderberg. And, you know, we have a right to know what goes on at these meetings and say and point out that in England it's illegal to set policy with government officials in a secret meeting. Ask them if they have laws like that in Copenhagen. And then when the local security threatens to arrest you, you say, well, I'd like to talk to the police. And just don't push past them. And just illustrate everything for folks. And then maybe we'll get more of a tour of the waterfront and stuff. Again, if you're a radio listener, we have free video feeds at InfoWars.com/show, or you can be a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber and get the HD version of the nightly news and so much more. And, go ahead, Dave. What were you saying? Yes?
If you see this right here, according to the shots that Watson had, I believe this is the staging area where they have that they set aside directly across from
the free speech zone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's free speech zoning, exactly. And I don't know. All I see is a bunch of red and blue signs with X's on them. So I don't know what that's saying because it's not in English.
Well, they got the trash cans ready and everything. No, that Watson said that's the free speech zone. We've got a report on that on InfoWars.com.
Yeah.
Keep getting photos. We'll put it out on The Real Alex Jones on Twitter as well. Live feed from Europe, Copenhagen, Bilderberg 2014. We're going in next.
We're on the march. Stay with it. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential 4-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears. Your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos.
The system wants to know everything about us, but they want to be secretive.
Take a loan, get a job.
They want to spy on us with all their NSA grids. Tell us we have no rights, put us in free speech zones. And tell us there's no world government, there's no man behind the curtain. There's no special interest. Well, we got news for them. We are exposing the Bilderberg Group 2014 that they said didn't exist. And it is now mainstream news because of the work of the real media. If CNN and MSNBC want to know why they're imploding, look in the mirror. We're exploding, they're imploding, because we think people want to know about 150 world leaders and royalty meeting in secret. That folks don't want to know about Kim Kardashian's baby. Yeah, maybe idiots that are unsuccessful want to know about that, about somebody else's life, somebody else's baby. We want to know about how the world really works. We don't want special interest trying to set up a nightmare planet for us, for their power at our expense. We want to control our own destiny. Day to night, Josh Owens on camera and Paul Watson, who I've told to loiter back in case they nab our people, and another auxiliary reporter, are there right now in Copenhagen, Denmark, at the Free Speech Zones, about to march over to the site of Bilderberg, where they've already taken over and arrested people yesterday and thrown folks out. David Knight, go ahead and take over the live feed and just go up and talk to them. You've got the control tower here. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Alex, as you were just saying, they want to know everything about us, but we're not allowed to know anything about them. They meet in secret. They violate ethics and sunshine laws that governments all over the world have. And this is another picture here. Take a look at, you talked about this free speech zone that they've created here. It's like a prison. So we get behind bars, we get in our cages, and if we're lucky, we can look across the street at the luxurious hotel where the royalty and the international elite are meeting to plan the future of world government. That's what's going on here. And, I mean, it's a pretty powerful image when you look at this large parking lot they've created here with temporary supports down here at the bottom, and then they've got these cages up here. So they're going to put us all in a giant free speech cage. It's what they do everywhere. It's what they did out in Nevada. They created a free speech area. And a First Amendment area. That's one of the first things that the bureaucracy was inclined to do. And they had, it was very small compared to this, but exactly the same sort of thing. Somebody went by there and they put up a handwritten sign that said, the First Amendment is not an area. Yeah. And that's their instinct. They always want to shut down free speech, and they want to know everything about us, but we're not allowed to know anything about them. Now, we're trying to find a place to cross over.
And David, notice it's a continuity of agenda worldwide, the same laws, the same free speech zones, the same uniforms. This is global continuity of agenda standardization.
Yes, exactly. And I haven't seen because we were in planes, I haven't been able to get the full Bilderberg attendees list, but I believe that Palantir is there again this year. They had a lot of computer people there last year.
Oh, yeah, they've got all the Snoopies. They've got all the Snoop people there, yeah.
That's right. I'm sure it's going to be on the agenda to, you know, how they're going to handle all these NSA leaks. And I'm sure that they want to talk to Keith Alexander, who's going to be there. Now, of course, he went there even when he was head of the NSA. He was going to Bilderberg, this agency that before Snowden was so secretive that everybody was joking that NSA meant no such agency. And even though they were saying that it was going to compromise U.S. security for him to even acknowledge the existence of this agency, he was going to Bilderberg and meeting with them privately. So, you know, how do they justify that sort of thing?
I hear you. When you get there, they've got barricades and fences put up now. Take a rest for a minute or two so you're not winded once you get up to their main entrance. And
well, they've got it completely blocked off so that we can't get in. They put barricades up, and as you can see right now, they're putting barricades.
No, go down to the end of the barricade. Sure. Go down to the end of the barricade. Go down to the end of the barricade. Find where the police checkpoint is and talk to them.
Yeah.
Or do whatever you think's best. What do you want to do, David?
Yeah, we'll get down this way, but we got to get over. Let's get back over the median, because we got to go around this truck anyway.
I don't get run over.
So as you can see, here with this truck, they're setting these concrete barricades down right now, and completely barricading it off because they'll be arriving tomorrow, Bilderberg Group.
Then I guess they want to have you across the street where you can't even, across four lanes of traffic, where you can't get a good shot of who's in the cars when they come in.
That's right. It'll be four lanes of traffic. They've got concrete barricades on the free speech zone side, and then concrete barricades over here. But, of course, this is nothing that anybody should be concerned about, right?
Guaranteed it's paid for by taxpayers, just like England. All right, you can still get in, though. There you go. There's the entrance right there. The entrance to Mordor. David, you'll find David Rockefeller in there.
Yep, that's Marriott. There's a guy there in a suit. He's walking around. I think he's going to come over and talk to us.
Now, again, in a free society, it'd be totally normal to want to know what's going on at this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, this is more important than Davos in their own words. And here we go.
Can you get a shot over there?
Yeah, take your time. Stop and get some shots before they throw you out of there.
Take a look at that. That's what it. So this, yeah, this is the Bilderberg eye view. This is what they're going to be seeing of us, I guess, with people over there.
Yeah. So it looks like the free speech zone is a good 100 yards away.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's across a 4-lane highway, and then they've got a very large parking lot with wires around it.
I think that modern architecture is so ugly.
Yep. Okay, we're going to go through the revolving door here.
All right, now take it easy, because if the signal cuts, I want you to come back out of the signal cuts. I'm going to tell you, so then come out. I don't want. Okay, here we go. Good job.
We've got reservations here. We have to go through a metal detector to get in. Or?
Only if you have a capacity like this, you can.
How do we get a reservation? How do we check in?
You have to the hotel. Press from the hotel.
I can't.
Yeah.
Well, we're live on the air.
Yeah.
But we're on a radio station.
Yeah, we're on a radio station. We had reservations. We were delayed, so we didn't get in last night.
We didn't have reservations. This is a private.
No, I had reservations for Monday and for Tuesday.
Yeah, I suggest you call the hotel.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Best you can do.
All right.
Ask them for their press representative.
Do you have a press representative here?
The hotel now.
How do I get in touch with the hotel? I mean, I'm at the hotel. Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
David Knight.
Hi.
We have a reservation here for Monday night and Tuesday night. We were delayed with weather, so okay. We didn't get in until today.
Okay.
So I was wondering, how do we check in?
Well, you cannot check in because the hotel is closed now, so you need to call the hotel on the phone and then tell them what kind of message you have.
Okay. All right. So they canceled our reservation for Tuesday.
Ask them how long Bilderberg is going to be there.
Private event. So okay. I don't have anything to do. So you have to call.
Okay. So do you know how long Bilderberg is going to be here, or you don't know?
No.
Okay. Are you guys are you private or security? Or are you this? Okay. All right.
So I have to say that you need to call Marriott Hotel by the phone and ask them about your reservation.
Ask him his name.
Could I get your name?
No.
Okay. No? Okay. All right. He doesn't want to give me his name. Okay. All right. Okay.
Try to look at his badge.
Thank you for stopping by.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. His badge just says Copenhagen 2014. So.
I asked him what the metal detector's for. Is there an airport in there?
Yeah.
Tell him we're going to leave. Tell him you're going to leave. Just a few more questions.
Any danger from the metal detector?
No, there's nothing.
Could I
just
ask
you
to leave? Oh, it's nothing.
All right, go ahead and go. He asked you to leave. Tom, thanks.
Go. All right, thank you.
Stopping by.
He thanks us for stopping by.
Oh, boy.
You saw the metal detector the whole bit, so.
Well, again, the whole point, the reason we're doing this.
It is now private. It is completely cordoned off. I mean, you walk in, and it is like a Danish TSA. Actually, these guys look much better than TSA.
Well, listen, David, again, for new listeners, the reason we're covering this is they said this didn't exist for decades. They made fun of it. Now they're in the news admitting they run things, but we're kooks to not like it. The EU's imploding. No one wants to be part of it, so they're starting wars in places like Ukraine to try to keep it expanding. This is the tyrants. These are the people taking our liberties. Why don't you march down and try to go to the waterfront now and give us a view of the back? And then if they come over and tell you to leave again, say, oh, we left the inside. Do you want us to leave the grounds entirely? And then say yes and then leave. But I think they're going to be nice to you as long as you're gentlemanly. Our goal is to not get you arrested.
Yeah.
So, or David, take whatever initiative you want. What do you want to do next? What do you want to do next, David?
Walk down here and look at the side here. I'm not sure what's around the corner. I guess we just drove straight here from the airport.
There's
just
water.
Made it here.
There's water.
So we can take a look at what's down here. But it looks like this is amazing, Alex. Look at this. They've got concrete barricades here plus metal barricades on top of the concrete where you used to be able to walk out and see the water here. They've got that all barricaded off. So that's all barricaded all the way down there. They've made it like a prison here. Truly amazing here.
I bet they haven't completed it yet. Here, let's walk down to the end there.
Yeah. So Yeah, he had on his badge, there's no names on the badges. Everybody's in very nice suits, and it just said Copenhagen 2014. So maybe they're Bilderberg's private security. I wonder how much is being paid for by Bilderberg and how much is being paid for by the people of Copenhagen.
Let's go out on that pier, because I'm if it's walkable, or is that a dam? No, that's a pier. I'm telling you.
That blocked off. They got that blocked off from the Bilderberg side. You see right here? They put concrete barricades here. And they've really barricaded this place. Look at this.
It looks like that's public. But you'll have to go out and go around it then. That's outrageous. Well, David, you're there. What do you make of all this? Yeah, well, we lost his feed. Let's go ahead and reconnect with those guys. Good job, crew. And again, folks, for you that know all about this, you're like, okay, yeah, we're there. No, we have to go show the public this is real. And we've been doing that. And they were freaking out when we had like 4,000 people at one time, 3,000, 4,000, to hear me speak there at Bilderberg last year in England, in Watford. The police were on our side. They were angry about what's going on. People know they're being screwed over. This is the group. And you can send your suggestions to showtips at Infowars.com. I plan, if we can continue to be able to capitalize our operation, enough money, I plan on getting probably 6 more reporters to where I will always have reporters 6-7 days a week. We'll be somewhere in the U.S. or in the world bringing you UN meetings, bringing you globalist operations, bringing you resistance movements. I'm even hiring folks like Joe Biggs and people, staff sergeant, who are ready to go to war zones. So,
is that military? Is that police? Look at that. Is that a cop?
David, tell us what you're seeing.
Looks like there's somebody. I can't see from here if that's police or if it's a police boat or if that's just an individual out there.
I think that's a police boat.
Yeah, they're driving like it is. They slowed down, took a look at us. They've got everything barricaded with concrete and metal fences up above that. It's pretty amazing around here. This across the way here, it's very beautiful. There's a lot of older buildings. And, of course, on this side, we've got the glass structure. Oh, look at the chef up there with his big hat. They're preparing the fine food for the Bilderberg.
Yeah, let's stop. Let's get some footage of that chef. Go over to the glass.
Yeah. Put it right up against the window. Put it against the window, right against the glass.
Yeah, the chef's up above.
she's smiling. Yeah, put it right against the glass.
Yeah, the chef's up there.
Yeah.
Maybe back up 20 feet where you were at and you can get a shot. There you go.
Yeah. Can you guys see him?
Yeah, so, again, they don't want us looking in. We're looking in. We're investigating like media is supposed to do.
Yep. Let's see if we can see something in some of these other windows a little bit further down here, this area.
And, again, folks, this is what your PrisonPlanet.tv subscriptions are paying for. We can go stick cameras in the windows. That's a guy doing bookkeeping. Hey, I bet that guy's got badges and stuff and names itinerary. You ought to go back and stick a camera in there.
Hey, good to see you. Well, we're just joined by Paul Joseph Watson.
Hello. You've been in
there? No. Yeah, we went in the front. Yeah.
Who else is with Watson? Give us a pan of the crew.
Sorry, what?
Who else is with you? How are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Some of the other folks.
Julia?
Hi. This is Julia with us and Paul Joseph Watson.
Hey, Watson.
So you were inside.
Give us your take on what's going on,
Yeah, give us your take on what's going on.
I can't hear what he's saying, but yeah, we just came up here to meet David for the first time. And there are some people across the other side of the street getting harassed by police because they were filming, but we've probably seen at least a dozen people just walking back and forth filming, which is strange because yesterday, even if you weren't filming, if you just were carrying a camera in the vicinity, they would come up and harass you and chase you off, basically. But it seems to have changed now, because now there are a dozen or so people walking around. It seems to be...
Well, when we walked in the main lobby, they've now got it set up like going into an airport. So they've got metal detectors and the whole thing barricaded off. And we said, well, we got reservations here. We'd like, how do we get in touch with anybody? You have to call the hotel. This is a private party now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not completely blocked off, because obviously we were due to stay there last night. They kicked us out before that. So I thought they would seal it off this morning when all the other guests checked out. But obviously they've relented again because of their stupid mistake of causing incidents that blow up in their faces, like the arrest incident last night. So
yeah,
they always seem to change tack when the light of publicity is shined on them.
Watson, who are the Freulines that you're with? I want to. Are they locals? I want to get their take on Bilderberg. I think their video froze again. Ask them who some of the activists are they've run into and see if those young ladies want to say a word or two about what they think that's going on. Again, Skype is breaking up. Hey, that's the technology, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell us what happened with your experience when you were harassed for the first time.
As soon as I set foot on here, you went to meet somebody. I just sat outside of the hotel. And
Yes. Do we need permission to film?
Tell him you're just on the waterfront. Why is he filming you?
Yeah, are you staying in the hotel? Or?
We were staying there last night. Yeah.
You've been here?
Yeah. Last night, yeah.
Tell him you already talked to the... Skip the break. Look at this guy.
We went in to try and get reservations.
And who are you? And this here. Okay.
Tell him you already talked to the real security up front.
Yeah. We just went in and talked to the people up front where they've got the airport security.
He interrupted your interview. We're skipping the network break.
We just wanted to see what it looks like back here.
Okay. So I will inform them. So
yeah, go inform them.
Check behind.
Look at that little police state guy. And I guarantee you that guy comes from a third world country.
Okay. This is like a hotel. You'd be arrested. Like anybody's ever filmed the backside of this? I mean, I imagine a lot of people.
No, everyone's evil that films. Ask him where he's from.
Yeah. So where are you from?
I'm from a hotel.
No. What country? What country are you from?
So here in Denmark?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he says he's here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look at him, total power trip. Notice how the real Bilderberg security were like being gentlemanly. They didn't want to seem. That guy wants to act like a secret police agent. Anyways, finish our interview with the woman. Let her finish.
I didn't have my cap off. I had my camera in my hands. I had it like this, sitting down, just looking around. Someone came up to me immediately, said, "What are you doing here? Meeting a friend. What's your friend's name?" Said a fake first name. "What's her last name? Like, why are you talking to me?" He's like, "You're not allowed to film here." "I'm not filming here. I'm taking my camera."
"Go to hell.
You're not allowed to be here." "Excuse me." I mean, I look very threatening, obviously.
No. Secret police is about making you feel bad.
Yeah, it is threatening for them to get their picture taken. They're supposed to be completely anonymous, completely private, but they're supposed to know everything about us.
As soon as they see any camera, I guess. I wasn't even holding my hand. Like, "Well, why do you have a camera?" "Like, I like to take pictures, actually." Yeah, pictures are pretty, aren't they?
And I think this is another, is this more security out? I think this is more security out here. Is that more security? Can you tell?
Interview the other activist lady. Interview the other lady and find out what happened to her.
Well, this other lady right here is Karen.
Hi. It's interesting. Before you came up and went in to talk to the people in the Marriott, there were two gentlemen across the street, and they were filming and talking about it, and the police came. And the local police came and got their addresses and all their vital information. So I was assuming you would be stuck with that same situation.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I mean, we've kind of gotten the pass so far, but I guess that guy's going to be coming back. He wants us to stay here.
It's because you look distinguished. I'm telling you, it's Europe, man. You look.
Yeah.
I guess we should just go. I don't know. But, it's really pretty here. And I guess they're really paranoid about people taking the back of the Marriott. I mean, how many tens of thousands of people have stayed at the Marriott and taken pictures of
we've looked it up online. That's a public causeway. That's a public boardwalk right there. And they're blocking a public commons and trying to tell you can't be behind.
Hey, Alex, right now they're putting up some kind of film right behind us on the window, I guess, to keep people from being able to look in.
That's newsworthy that they're putting up. The Bilderberg is blacking out windows to stop the press. That is important.
Yeah, that's what they're putting. So it's kind of a blurring film. What it is, it's transparent, but it's blurring it. It's kind of a clean film.
Oh, they're not hiding anything inside, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
Is Josh shooting this in HD?
Are you shooting this in HD? No, we're just streaming it right now.
Make sure we get HD of all this stuff as well.
Yeah, we will. It's just that we were racing to try to get here and try.
No, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. Just you're not going to get this after tonight. I mean, they're shutting it down right now. That barricade will probably be closed in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. So they're putting film up so people can't get any shots, I guess, from a distance. Even though, can anybody get up there on those walkways up there? Okay, so I guess that's what they're afraid of. I guess they're afraid somebody's going to walk out there on those walkways there with a long lens and get a glimpse of somebody.
Hey, guys, I'm telling you right now, you need to get some high-def shots of them putting that film up. That is newsworthy, that they're blacking the windows out for Bilderberg. Yeah. That a picture tells a thousand words.
Can you get some high-def shots of them putting this stuff up?
Yeah, video. This is sensational. That needs to go up on YouTube. That's newsworthy right now. And then you guys need to go ahead and get out of there before they – I mean, that truck was almost done closing it down, and I think you should get out of there in the next five minutes or so because we're going to be ending this show. Who's getting the HD right now?
Right now, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Julia from Brave the World.
Julia's getting some HD. No, are you getting stills or are you getting a video?
Just video.
Okay.
Crew, we have a rig that shoots HD and video.
Hardly get. Yeah. I'm pointing my camera at it and you can't really see through it. It's too reflective anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to put an expense to make it less
transparent. That's her point, is that they've already got a pretty reflective window here.
Watson shoot HD video with his iPhone. Okay, it's like I'm like directing this from the U.S.
We're getting it with the iPhone as well.
It's sensational. I want to get that out on YouTube right now. In fact, I want you guys to stop for a minute, shoot a report talking about that, David, with the live stream on you and with Watson getting it. Start a new video. Shoot a report about them literally blacking out the truth, blacking out the windows. Talk about meeting in a dark room. This is it, the global government meeting, the criminal EU meeting. We're on the march. They're on the run. Give us a report, David Knight.
Okay. Can we do it right now? You want us to break off the broadcast?
No. I want to get it all right now. That's why we're there, is to get this. That's a big deal, them doing that.
Well, here we are. We're back in the back of the Marriott here in Copenhagen, where they're going to have the Bilderberg meeting beginning tomorrow. And in preparation for what they're doing, you can see the guy behind us. He's putting up a translucent film to further obscure what's going on inside. They've already got a reflective glass backing here. But they don't want anybody. They're so paranoid that people are going to get a glimpse of who is attending. They're going to put out an attendees list. We don't know if that's a real list or not. They could be telling us that people are coming who aren't coming. There's certainly going to be people that are going to be coming that they're not going to tell us about. And they don't want us to see any of this. So they're putting up temporary window films as well as blocking the place off with concrete barriers, with metal barriers. It's essentially they're afraid of everything. What'd you say, Paul?
Yeah, it's an improvement on last year, though, because they built a wall around the entire Grove Hotel, and then we were kept over a mile away from that. So, and, of course, there was the anti-terror zone around the whole area, which gave them, in their own mind, complete right to completely violate everything
that
freedom's supposed to stand for. Yeah. But it's not as paranoid now as it was last night. Last night, it was like a feeding frenzy. They were just on everybody, even carrying a camera anywhere near the hotel. So compared to last night, it's not as bad.
Well, I guess they looked at some of the press of the site. Maybe they wouldn't do that a second time.
Sure. Well, here's the bottom line. First, they didn't exist. We prove it exists. And now it's no big deal. They're not trying to hide anything. They are trying to hide stuff because there's illegal stuff going on. It's illegal in the U.S. Under multiple federal laws. It's illegal under British laws, the stuff that's going on there. It's illegal under EU laws. It's a big criminal globalist confab meeting. These are the people pushing to take our guns. These are the people trying to break our families up. These are the people to put the fluoride in the water. I'm going to overdrive, David, so you guys get out of there. So we're going to go to a one-minute break on iPhones, shoot HD, and then blacking out the windows. Then I'm going to come back live with you so you can get out of there under cover of live transmission.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.